Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are in the Torah Beis in Tinyana and Likutei Moran, which is called Yemei Chanukah, and we find ourselves now in the days of Chanukah, in Yemei Chanukah. So it's very apropos. I know that some people are, I see Baruch Hashem we have a good turnout here, but I know that some people are with their families, but I thought, how is it possible that we wouldn't do this class on the Torah called Yemei Chanukah on Chanukah, right? We had no choice, we have to do it. So Baruch Hashem, we'll give a quick review of last time. We have someone sponsoring tonight's shir also. I can't remember who it is. Mirtz Hashem, I'll write it in afterwards on the thing. But we're starting, we started last time in Sif Aleph, and we talked about a few ideas. The main idea that we spoke about was the idea of Shashua Olam Haba. And Shashua Olam Haba means the delight of Olam Haba. The delight of Olam Haba. And we explained that just like, but it's really, it has an aspect of being playful. Shashua also means to play. And so we understood also that Shashua Olam Haba has to do with being in a place where there's no other place to go. There's no other place we'd rather be. It's not a way to get to somewhere else. It's a destination where we've arrived already. This is an aspect of Olam Haba. Just like when a child is playing, they're not looking to get anywhere else. They're there in the place where they need to be. And also beyond that, we saw that the Zinyan of Shashua means to go around and around and around, to turn one way and to turn back, to turn and to turn back, right? And we understood this in the aspect of the three things that were mentioned, four things really, that were mentioned in the first sif, that Chanukah is a time of lehoidos ulahalel. He uses two words. He uses the word toda, hoida, lahalel, and das. And we said that this creates for us a loop, like a spiral, where we continually elevate and elevate by first being thankful, first thanking Hashem. And when we thank Hashem for things, that makes us realize, it makes us connected to Him, it brings us close to Him, and we see Him in our lives. And when we do that, it puts us into a higher state of gratitude, which causes us, when we're in a state of gratitude, it puts us into a state where where we have more of a desire to thank. We're more grateful in general, so therefore we thank more. That's a state of gratitude. And getting into this, we're getting closer and closer to Hashem every step of the way. That puts us now into a place of lahalel. Lahalel, we said last time, there's a progression. The first time I thank, it's about, hey, you did something for me. Right? And then, it's all about me, really. I'm thanking you. Oh, you did something for me. Thank you. And then I get to the next step, and I'm ready to thank Hashem. But now it's like, wow, you did this for me. You took care of me here. You gave me a parnasa. You gave me parents. You gave me a family. You gave me a wife. You gave me a husband. You gave me all these. You gave me latkes. You gave me sufganiyot. Right? You have so many things to be thankful for. Right? And then that puts me in a higher state. Right? But now it's more about what you did for me as opposed to what I got. Right? It's more about you. And then lahalel, to praise, it's nothing to do with me whatsoever. It's, wow, you are amazing. And not about me getting anything. It's just focusing on you. It's a continual elevation and removing one from being selfish and seeing more of Hashem in the world. Less me, more Hashem. Less of me, more of Hashem. This is what we want. And then the highest point of the first sif is das. Das means knowledge, but really it means awareness. That I'm aware of Hashem all the time. Right? I have an awareness of Hashem and He's with me everywhere I go. I see Him, and because I'm thanking Him for everything, I'm bringing Him into my life, and therefore I see Him here, I see Him there, I see everything that happens to me, I see Hashem, right? And that, we said, is the Shashua Olam Haba, is being in that place where I am with Hashem. I'm it's not just that I'm experiencing awareness of Hashem, but that I'm mamish, I'm just constantly connected to, with knowledge, aware of Hashem. And as we said, you know, in this world, when we talk about being close to something, we're talking about proximity, right? I'm closer now, right? But when we're not in a physical world, closeness is an aspect of awareness and gratitude. That's the way I'm close to Hashem, even in this world. Right? And so we finished off with the pasuk that said, Maleh ha'aretz de'as Hashem kamayim layam mechasim, that the world will be filled with knowing Hashem like water covers the ocean, the seafloor. And we said so many beautiful ideas over there, but just like fish are swimming in the ocean, in the sea, they're swimming in the thing that gives them life. That thing that gives them life, they're swimming in it. It helps them move. Okay, as we were saying, that takes us into this place. This is the place of Olam Haba. Is the place of being totally connected with Hashem, totally aware of Hashem, in this place of knowledge. Just like fish are the place that they live is the place that gives them life. The ocean is where they swim. The ocean is where they breathe. The ocean is how they get their food. Everything comes from that. We will be the same way in Olam Haba. We'll be mamish feeling that everything is Hashem, absolute oneness, the Achdus HaPashut, the Yichud HaShalem, 100% Hashem, everything. We will be enveloped in that oneness. That is the idea of Olam Haba. So then, now we're ready to move forward. We're on Siv Beis, the second section of this, which is on page 102 in this book. It says like this: Bechinas Toida Shehu Shashu Olam Haba Ze Bechinas Halachos. The aspect of Toida, of being thankful, which is an aspect of the delight, the playful delight of Olam Haba, is also an aspect of halachos. So halachos means a few things. But to start off, halachos means, as we all know, Jewish law. Right? It means Jewish law. Because he says like this, ki halachos shezoichin lilmoid, the halachos, the Jewish law that we merit to learn, befrat mi shezoichin lechadish behem, especially someone who's able to be mechadish, who's able to come up with a novel idea in halacha, a new way of understanding halacha. Ze v'chinas shashu olam haba. This is an aspect of the delight of olam haba. V'chinas kol hashoina halachos b'chol yom muvtach loishu ben olam haba. You might recognize this. We say this in davening, in kaveh al Hashem in kelakenu. After that, we say anyone who learns halachas every day, it's for sure certain that they are a ben olam haba, that they are a person of olam haba. They're an olam haba person. Ki kishenischanish halacha, nischanish seichel v'yadia. Because when we develop a new understanding in halacha, we are developing a new seichel, a new intellect, a new yadia, a new aspect of knowledge, a new aspect of knowledge. Va'das hu ikar shashuel olam haba. And of course, we said das, knowledge, awareness of Hashem, is really the delight of Olam Haba. So let's explain it now. Let's unpack this a little bit. We finished off by saying in the first sif that Olam Haba is an aspect of Das, is an aspect of knowing Hashem, of being completely connected and enveloped within Hashem, right? So how do we do that in this world? How do we experience that in this world? How does it work? So one of the aspects is that, and what is different about learning halacha compared to learning anything else in Torah? Why is it different from learning chumash? Why is it different from learning Talmud? What's with halacha in particular? So what is halacha? So one of the aspects of halacha that really speaks to this is that halacha is really the final, it's the point, it's the soif, it's the end of learning. When it comes from something that I understand and that I learn in Torah, that comes into my life, comes into my actions, comes into the way that I live, right? Halacha is called halacha because it's the way that we walk through our lives. It's the way we are, right? It's called halacha. Halacha means, by the way, it means, lalechet means to walk, to go. How do we go? How do we walk through life? That's what halacha is. That's what Jewish law is. You know, different from like from civil law, Canadian law. It's the ways we live. It's the way we live. Right? So really halacha represents the way that I actually act in my life. You know, we always say this thing that the emunah that we talk about in this shir, the emunah that Rabbi Nachman talks about, is not what many people think. Right? Many people think that emunah is I believe in God. That's emunah. Right? That's not emunah. That's you heard something nice and you decided that it's correct. Right? You see a person has emunah by the way that they live. Is it actually something that's internalized within me? That's become part of me. So now I live in a different way. I behave in a certain way because of my emunah. Right? That's the way that I behave, the way that I live shows a truth about me, shows something about me. Right? I know I recently was connected to a person, to a divorce couple. And the wife is really struggling a lot. Very, very hard time. She's a young mother, a lot of little kids. And one of the things that she's trying to get across to her ex-husband is that he's not showing by the way he's living that he really cares. Right? In other words, if you really care, where's the help? Where's the time spending with the family, with the kids? Right? The proof is in the pudding, in other words. Right? The poor woman, here's a husband who wants to be better and who wants to do this and who wants to change and wants to do this. But at the end of the day, nothing's happening. Nothing's changing. Right? The proof is in the pudding. So too, the way that we relate to Hashem. If Hashem is really there for us, if we really have das, knowledge of Hashem, so it's going to affect the way that I live. And then I'm going to have a desire to learn halacha. Because I'm saying, wow, Hashem gave us this Torah. And He told us, you want to be close to me? So you got to eat kosher. And keep Shabbos. All those things, every time you do those things, they make a lightning rod connection to me. You want to be connected to me? Speak in the right way. Don't say Lashon Hara. You want to be connected to me? Do chesed, bikur cholim. All these mitzvahs, all these halachas. There's a way to talk. There's a way to dress. There's a way to eat. There's a way to put on your shoes. There's a way to do everything in Yiddishkeit. Why? Because I have an opportunity. It's something that always struck me. When I first started learning about Yiddishkeit, it hit me so hard that there's a halacha that you're supposed to put on your right shoe first before your left shoe. Right? At first I was like, what? Who cares what shoe you put on first? What is this all about? But then it really struck me and affected me powerfully to know that even when I put on my shoes in the morning, I can think about Hashem. I can connect to God. I can connect to the oneness of everything by putting my right shoe on first in the morning. I'm living with a connection and an awareness of Hashem. This is what halacha does. Every aspect of halacha is how am I aware that Hashem is with me right now and that Hashem has given me a way to behave that will connect me to Him. Right? It's a das, it's a relationship, it's a connection. Right? Just imagine you're, I'm sorry if it's a little too sexist, but I'm imagining this is what the wife wants. She's saying to her husband, yeah, you really care about me? Let me see it. Let me see it. Did you help me clean after Shabbos? Yeah? Do you notice how hard I have to work around the house? You really care about me? Are you trying to make that easier for me, to help me? Do you notice how I feel? Do you care about me, right? The proof is in the pudding. Show me that you care, right? So too, with this. If we really are connected to Hashem, then we're going to have such a desire to learn halacha, to know what I can do to be connected to Hashem. This is halacha. Right? What an amazing idea. And to be nischadish halacha, it's all, he says over here, when someone is nischadish halacha, nischadish seichel v'yediyah. When I come up with a new idea in halacha, it doesn't only mean, necessarily, you know, we'll say the caveat they always say. This is my understanding of Rabbi Nachman. I'm not saying that this is what he's saying. This is the way I'm understanding it. It doesn't just mean that you have someone who's a posek, a big, big, big rabbi that everyone knows in the world, and he's able to understand deeply and answer a complicated question in halacha. There could be a new halacha for you, something I didn't learn yet. And when I learn this new halacha, it's like a chiddush for me. It's something new. And what does it do? It gives me a new seichel v'yedia. I think Rabbi Nachman is just saying, oh, you became a tiny bit smarter. You know one more thing? That's what's so great? It's not it. The new seichel v'yedia is, I have a new yedia, a new das, a new awareness of Hashem, a new awareness of how I can connect to God in a different way. It's a new connection. It's a new moment of oneness in my life. A new moment of achdus apashut, of oneness in my life. It's amazing. This is one aspect of halacha. Right? So, the awareness, the constant connection and awareness of Olam Haba is experienced now. We're seeing by a few things, by in this world, by hoidah, gratitude, being thankful, by praising Hashem, lahalel, and by das, by knowing Hashem, and now we see it in halacha. And these things are all bound together as ways that I am with Hashem. Gorgeous. So Rabbi Nachman says then, the inviter, he says like this, "Mze b'chinas arba tzrichin l'hoidois." There's dahainu toida, arba tzrichin l'hoidois. The Gemara says, Gemara in Brachas says, have you ever noticed that when sometimes people do something called a bench gaimel, right? They go up to the Torah and they say a certain bracha where they say, it's basically, it's thanking Hashem, right? And everybody answers, they say the bracha and everybody answers. So what's pshat? The Gemara says there's four types of experiences to which a person has to go and publicly thank Hashem. So here's what they are. One of them is someone who was in jail and got out. One of them is someone who was sick, really sick, and was healed. One of them is someone who traveled in the ocean and made it back. And one of them is someone who was traveling through the desert and made it back. This Perek in Tehillim, the Gemara says, these are the four things that we have to publicly thank Hashem for. So Lamaisa, nowadays, we do this. If someone goes and has a big surgery, they come and they publicly make this blessing in the shul. If people make it when they fly over the ocean, which is a little bit of a machlekes, because flying is so safe nowadays. We don't know what it used to be does a cruise count? Absolutely. A cruise counts more than flying in a plane. We don't know what it means to be in the ocean. If you see some online videos about ships in the ocean, like in the middle mamish of the ocean, when the waves are very big, you can start to get an idea. But it used to be that when you traveled in the ocean, you know, in wooden boats like they used to have, like you were taking your life into your own hands. It was a huge risk, a very, very serious risk. And you know, you can imagine yourself in a wooden boat, like that's maybe 1/100th the size of a big cruise ship that they have nowadays. And you're going out from you're leaving the Mediterranean and you're going out, I don't know, we're going in any one of the oceans, right? And a storm comes. You have no control. You can be enveloped in one wave. It's super, super dangerous. It used to be something very crazy, right? The Gemara says that seafarers are called ma'aminim, people with emunah, right? Because they have to be. There's no other way. Right, so these are the four things that you have to publicly thank for. So nowadays, people thank when they go on a plane trip to Eretz Yisrael, and you know they get all their food and they get to lie back and watch a movie and everything. Oh, it's so dangerous! I better. So some people say we shouldn't make the blessing on that because it's obviously not what it used to be, right? But there's four. Gemara says arba tzrichin lohides. There's four things I need to thank for. Okay. Shehem Meforashim, the Mizmor Kuv Zayin. And they are Meforashim. They are explained in Mizmor Kuv Zayin. Tehillim, Psalms 107. Shesiyim Besoifoi, Mi Chocham V'yishmor Eloi V'yizboinenu Chasti Hashem. Who, it finishes off the end of that chapter of Tehillim. Who is the wise person and will guard these V'yishmor Eloi V'yizboinenu Chasti Hashem and will contemplate. Mizboinenu comes from the word bina, to know. We'll contemplate chasdei Hashem, the kindness of Hashem. So, before we go farther into chasdei Hashem, Let's talk about this a little bit, because this is something very, very special and important. I want you to remember from this pasuk that we said last class also, when we went on the Kabbalah track, right, that this world is the world of seven, and the lower seven spheres of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod are this world. The sphera of Olam Haba is the sphera of Bina, which represents one above this world, one above physicality, right? So from the bottom up, from Malchus going upwards, Bina is the eighth sphera. So this Tehillim, Kuf Zayin, it goes through these four people, and then at the end it says, Mi Chacham v'yishmar eile, who is the Chacham who will remember and hold on to these things? V'yisboinenu, and will binify, will have Bina, the eighth sphera, the sphera of Olam Haba, Chasdi Hashem, will bring Olam Haba into his existence. Yisboinenu, Bina, right? Through holding on to these aspects of thanks, of Hoidah, this aspect of Arba Tzrichin Lahoidus, the four people that need to give thanks, for through connecting to this, holding on to it, being and living it, will turn into the ability to binify, to have bina, to be in Olam Haba state of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in this world. That's bina. So how do these Arba Tzrichin Lahoidus work? Now this is something that Nachman Fried has been kind of developing. We've been schmoozing about. And how do I relate to these Arba Tzrichin Lahoidus? Right? I'm asking you. Do you feel a connection to the guy wandering in the desert where it's, you know, dangerous? To the guy going in a ship in the ocean? To the guy in jail? Right? To the guy in what's it called? What's the last one? Who got sick and got better? Right? Deathly ill and got better? How do we relate to these things? How do we connect to these things? So, I want to say it like this. I'm going to do my best to give it over. But we want to say, this is, I'm crediting Nachman Fried with it, with this, but we've been working on it together a little bit. But how, are these four things, four different guys, four different people who go through, whenever you experience one of these things, then you should be a thankful person. Is that what it is? Or is it that there's four aspects of experience that bring me into a state of thankfulness, that give me the opportunity to be thankful? So let's say it like this. Let's go through these four things. And it could be, the way I'm understanding this, it could be anything we experience in our lives. Anytime we're in a big challenge, a nisayan, a big test, a big challenge, we're in a tzara, we're in some type of painful situation, suffering, difficulty, challenge, whatever it is, right? A test. So I might be like a person who is in jail. And you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm stuck in this place and I feel like I'm trapped. I feel like I'm trapped, like there's nowhere for me to go. I can't get out. I'm trapped. I can feel like this in my nisayon, in my tzara. That's if I'm that's what it means to be in jail. I'm stuck here. There's no way for me to get out. That is a feeling of tzara. Maybe I'm like the guy who's wandering in the desert. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing for me here, and I don't know where to go. There's no directions. There's nothing here. There's nothing for me to attach myself to over here. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I'm alone. I'm alone, forsaken, with no knowledge of where to go. That's the feeling of tzara, of being in the desert. Maybe there's another aspect. I'm traveling in the ocean. You know what that feeling is? That's I'm on a ship in the ocean, and the ocean is so powerful. And I feel like I have no control over where things are going. I'm being thrown one way. I'm being thrown the other way. And it doesn't matter what I do with my sails. It doesn't matter what I do with the rudder. I have no control in my life whatsoever. This is also a feeling that we can have in a tzara, in a challenge, in a nisayon. And it can even get to the extent where a sick person who gets healed, where I'm so overtaken by this tsara that I'm experiencing that it's affecting me physically. It affects me physically. Maybe I have headaches. Maybe I have chest pains, God forbid. Maybe I have pains in my body, right? Maybe I'm shaking with fear. But it's physically affecting me, right? So all these four aspects can really be a part of any nisayon, of any tzara. Tehillim Kuf Zayin says over and over again that, you know what, give me like 1 minute, guys, because I want to get it. I didn't have time to bring it out here, but I'm going to grab it, and then and I just want to read a few lines from it. 1 second.
What's Kuf Zayin?
I'm gonna have to do some creative editing on this recording, you guys. There's a lot of stops and starts. Okay, listen to this. And by the way, everyone should know that if you daven Nusach Sfard, this is a Tehillim that we say right before Mincha on Erev Shabbos. And it was instituted to be said by the Baal Shem Tov himself. So it says like this. I'm gonna read it in English, okay? So for example, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do their works in great waters, they have seen the deeds of Hashem and his wonders in the watery deep. He spoke and raised the stormy wind and lifted its waves. They rised heavenward. They descended to the depths. Their soul melts with trouble. Right? This is what it means to be a seafarer in the old days. Even now. They reel, they stagger like a drunkard. And all their wisdom is swallowed up. They have no control. They have nothing. You get seasick. You're terrible. Then they cried out to Hashem in distress, and he would take them out from their straits. He would halt the storm to restore calmness, and their waves were stilled. And they rejoiced because they were quiet. And he guided them to their desired boundary. Let them give thanks to Hashem for his kindness and his wonders to the children of man. Let them exalt him in the assembly of people and praise him in the session of elders. In other words, in plain English, much more plain, they went through this terrible tzara, and they saw miraculously terrible situation, and they cried out to Hashem, and he took them out of there. And now they're giving thanks to Hashem. He says, let them give thanks in public because of this. Right? And we see over and over again in this Tehillim in the beginning that they were stuck they cried out to Hashem in their distress, and he would rescue them from their straits. All these four people, they cried out to Hashem and he would rescue them, and then they thank Hashem. Right? This is the pattern. So what I believe Rabbi Nachman is saying over here is he's saying, you know what, guys? We're gonna find ourselves. We just said the amazing nature of being a person of gratitude, and that it's all about Olam Haba. It's all about always being with Hashem, right? And always being aware of Hashem. And then that's also what halacha is. I'm living my life like I'm always with Hashem and always connected. And now he's saying, and you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna go into situations where it's gonna be a major struggle, and you're gonna feel like Hashem is distant. That's the time, he's saying, where you have to know Arbet Tzrichin Lahoidos. These guys, Tzrichin Lahoidos, they need to give thanks. Why? It's just actually just hitting me now. Why are they experiencing? Why are we going through this struggle? Why? Because we're Tzrichin Lahoidos. We need to give thanks to Hashem, and we're not doing it. So Hashem is putting us in such a situation where we can see where we are, and we can be like, oh my gosh, I have no other place to go. No one else is going to save me from the ocean. No one else is going to save me from jail. Wherever I am, I only have Hashem. Please, Hashem, take care of me. And then he takes me out. Ah, now I thank Hashem. Now I go in public and thank Hashem for what he did for me. Right? So maybe that's pshat. Arba tzrichin lahoidos. You have these four guys, four types of people, four situations, four mindsets that are happening to us when Hashem is trying to wake us up and saying, you need to be a person of Hoida. You need to be a person of gratitude. A certain person came to me many years ago and said, people are telling me that I need to be a person of gratitude. Okay, this person, Baruch Hashem, became a person of gratitude, and a lot of good things happened. But that person had someone telling them, you need to work on gratitude. Sometimes when Hashem tells us to work on gratitude, it's not just clear like that. And it means we go through difficulties and we face challenges. And then we come out and we're like, oh my gosh, thank you, Hashem. Right? So he's putting us on track, getting us into the mindset of Olam Haba. And Mi Chacham, the Yishmor Eile, it says at the end of this Tehillim, who is the wise person, the Chacham? Right? And he's going to Vayishmor Eile. He's going to notice these. He's going to take them. He's going to hold on to these things. Vayishmor means to guard. But it has other connotations. When Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef had his dreams, right? And he dreamed that all of the brothers are going to bow down to him, right? And the brothers are very upset. And they're like, who does this guy think he is? Right? And they take him to Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov kind of says, come on, what are you saying? That your mother and your father are going to bow down to you also? Right? But in the end of that parsha over there, that paragraph, it says, Vaha Aviv Shamar Esadavar. That the father, Yaakov, guarded the matter. But it doesn't mean that. Rashi explains over there. It means that that's really what he wanted. He really wanted that should happen. He held on to it. He held on to it. So, Mi Chacham Vayishmor Eile. Who's going to be the Chacham? Who's going to be the wise person? Vayishmor Eile. And he's going to hold on to these experiences. V'yizboinenu Chasdei Hashem. And he's going to bring into the realm of Bina, into the state of mind of Olam Haba, of being hyper aware of Hashem, being enveloped in the oneness of Hashem, that everything that happens is from Hashem. That's the state of Bina. That's V'yizboinenu Chasdei Hashem. I'm seeing that everything is the chesed of Hashem. Right? So this is the trick of this next step. And everything flows together so beautifully when we see it this way. So let's go weiter a little bit more. Someone has to keep me informed of the time, because usually I'm looking at my clock over here, but I've started and stopped two times now. Okay, we got a little bit more time. So Chasdei Hashem, we just said Chasdei Hashem. This person is contemplating the Chasdei Hashem. So I think what we're saying over here is that the Arba Tzrich and the Hoydas, they didn't just experience, the first part of their experience did not seem like Chasdei Hashem. Right? When the guy was in jail, when the guy was in the sea, when the guy was in the desert, when he's in the hospital, it doesn't feel like Chasdei Hashem. Right? But Mi Chacham V'Yishmor Eile V'Yizboinenu Chasdei Hashem, I think it doesn't just mean that he's contemplating. Of course, it's obvious. You don't have to be a Chacham to say, oh, Hashem saved me. Thanks a lot. What's the Chacham? What's the Chachma? What's the wisdom and the Bina related to these four situations we're talking about? Right? So I think the Chasdei Hashem and the wise person who lives in this realm of Olam Haba in this world is the one who's able to see that even the first step was Chasdei Hashem. Because why? Because we're Arba Tzrichin Lahoydos. We're people that need to become people of gratitude, people of thanks. So then when we understand that, and we see that Hashem is sending us something, and he's saying, you're Tzrichin Lahoydos. You need to be thankful and you need gratitude, and you're not doing it. Right? So then we can, and we get out of it, and we come out, and then we're a chacham, and we hold on to that thing that Hashem gave us, and we turn it into bina, we bring it in an Olam Haba way. Now we see Chasdei Hashem, that the first part was Chasdei Hashem, the going down into the ocean, down into jail was Chasdei Hashem, and the coming out was Chasdei Hashem also. Right? And this is what Hashem wants to teach us. By the way, you know what happened to me today? I had an experience of taking something for granted and then having a sense of being thankful afterwards. Here's what happened to me. I was at home today. You know, the kids are all back from yeshiva on Hanukkah break, and I'm off work for a couple days. So I'm at home and I'm cleaning up. By the way, I was cleaning up because I wanted to make sure the house looked nice for my wife when she got home, because she was working today with my kids. They were also helping. But I went down, I bent over just to do something very simple, nothing heavy, to pick up an extension cord. As soon as I bent down, I felt it in my back. That little and right away, I knew. That's it. I threw my back out. And it's not as sometimes I get this and it's very bad, but I haven't had it in a long time. It's not so bad, but it hurts. It's painful. And just a little while afterwards, I was like, you know what? You were not at all thankful in the last, I don't know how long, just that, you know what? You feel great. Just that everything's working the way it's supposed to. You weren't thinking about when you're saying, you know, the Brocha Asher Yotzar. When you're thanking Hashem that my body works well, I wasn't really there. I wasn't doing it right. I wasn't aware. And then I had this and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get it. I'm a Arbet Shrichin Lohidus. I'm the guy who needs to be thanking, and I wasn't. Right? So Hashem told me, you got to get back on track. You're learning, it's Hanukkah time. And you're learning this Likutei Moran Yemei Hanukkah. Right? So many times, and you're not getting it yet. What's with you? You are an Arba Tzrichin Lohidus. You need to be have more gratitude. So he gave me this. So hopefully we can realize that the giving of it is the chesed. Okay. This is all not easy, by the way. I understand this is hard, when you're in difficult situations. It's very hard to look at them as chasdei Hashem. But that's the way it's got to be. Ein ra yored min hashemayim. Okay, so he says, chasdei Hashem, ze bechinas halachos. This is an aspect of halacha. Halachos. Jewish law. Where are we going with this? K'mosh omer Rabbi Sinai Zal, like Chazal said, Gemara in Kesubis, kol ha-meinea talmidoi milashamshoi ke'ilu meinea mimenu chesed. Anyone who prevents his talmid, his student, from serving him, mishamish him, it's as if he's holding back from him or preventing him from chesed. Shenemar, lamas mere'ehu chesed. Like this pasuk says, to hold back from your friend chesed. So we have to understand this. Let's go a little farther. We'll come back. V'shimush hachamim ze b'chinas halachos. And serving the chachamim, the sages, talmidei chachamim, is an aspect of halachos. How do we see that? Shem b'chinas chasdei. We'll get there. So, I don't know if anybody's heard this before. We see it in Pirkei Avos, right? It's gadol that shimush gadol shimushai. It's shimush of talmidei chachamim, serving a talmid chacham, helping them out is greater than learning from them, right? And so, what's the simple understanding of this? Presumably, the simple understanding of this is that when a Talmud Chacham does not allow his student to serve him, then the student is not going to have that relationship with him where he derives halacha from him, where he learns from being in the presence of his teacher. So by saying, no, I don't want you around, right? He's stopping that person from learning from him. That's one simple way to understand it, right? However, we have to ask, why did Rabbi Nachman say it in this way? Or Gottlieb said it in a way, it's in a lashon shlili, meaning it's in like kind of like a negative sort of sense. Anyone who prevents his student from serving him, like is there some kind of like negative aspect to this also? And is that really the chesed that we're talking about here? Is the chesed of allowing of this person receiving halacha from me, the teacher? Is that all it is? What about the fact that this student is doing chesed for the teacher? Maybe that's the chesed. Which way does the chesed go? We usually say in these that there's a lashon of mashpia and makabel. There's the giver and the receiver. So who's the giver and who's the receiver over here? Right? The student is certainly a giver. He's going, he's bringing the slippers, he's bringing the chair, he's bringing the svarim, he's getting food, he's serving his teacher. Right? That's certainly chesed. Right? And the other way around, he's receiving, why is he doing it? And he's not doing that for Joe Schmo down the street. He's doing it because there's something to be attained from being having that relationship with him. So it sounds like it kind of is going both ways. There's something that goes two ways over here in this realm of halacha and chesed. Chesed and halacha are connected together, Rabbi Nachman is telling us. And somehow, there's this thing with halacha that goes kind of two ways. Somehow, there's this thing with chesed that it goes two ways. What are the two ways? What are the two ways? So I want to get to something today. It's going to take a few more minutes, but please stick with me because we need that next step to get where we are. So he says quickly, he says, Shehem b'chinas chasdei David. This is like this aspect of chasdei David, of the kindness of David. So the Gemara says, chasdei David, shehalacha kamoisai, that the halacha is always like David. David HaMelech, King David, what he said, a ruling in Jewish law, it's for sure the halacha. This is what the Gemara says about him, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So halacha kamoisai. And then it also says, v'Hashem imoy, shehalacha kamoisai. Right? The Gemara says, v'Hashem imoy, the Pasuk says Hashem was with him, v'shehalacha kamoisai, that the halacha was like him. So when David HaMelech was becoming king, right? The Pasuk says over there that Hashem was with him. That Shmuel HaNavi would know who was the king because Hashem was with him. The Gemara darshans that to say that when it says Hashem was with him, it means that the halacha goes like him. Hashem was with him. The halacha goes like him. V'zehu Hashem imay. Haynu shesamuch u'karev l'Hashem. So we're saying, the way we're understanding though, it's so much more than that. Right? What does it mean, Hashem imay? Hashem was with him. That's the whole pathway that we're building over here. That's what it means to be a person of gratitude, of hoidah. That's what it means to be a person of halacha, is that Hashem is with me. I see Hashem everywhere. Everything I'm doing, Hashem is with me. Right? So when the Gemara says, when the Pasuk says Hashem imay, shehalacha kamoisai, it's not that we see that Hashem was with him because he was so smart that the halacha was always like him. No, it's that the halacha was always like him because he was always living with Hashem. He saw Hashem everywhere, so everything about him was halacha. Everything, the way he lived, every moment of his life was walking with Hashem, was halacha. That's halacha kamaisai. You want to know what halacha means? It's him. It's like him. Halacha kamaisai. Not he was smart and knew how to read. His life is halacha. It's going to take a whole new level in 1 second. So, hainu. So what does it mean? V'Hashem imoy. Hainu, shesamuch u'karev l'Hashem isbrach. It means that he was close and near to Hashem. B'chinas shashu olam haba. He was in this aspect of shashu olam haba, of the delight of olam haba. Shu b'chinas halachas, which is also this aspect of halachas. That's David HaMelech. He lived with Hashem every moment. Everything he did was Hashem. So he is a living piece of halacha. Want to know what halacha is? Look at David. That's halacha. Right? Once again, this is my understanding of Rabbi Nachman. Okay, so now let's go. This is the last piece for today. But we got to get this. And this is really getting into some important stuff. We're not going to make it to Gimel today, but we'll see. And because of this, toida, meaning to be thankful, gratitude, is given the name of halacha. So nobody knows what this means. Like anybody who's learning this around the world right now, what does Rabbi Nachman mean that toida is named halacha? Like this doesn't exist anywhere else. Like, is he saying that now? Is he making this up? We don't know, but that's beside the point. Let's just say that toida, gratitude, and halacha are the same because of this for now. Ki toida meviun kesheyotzin mitzara. Because when do we bring thanks or bring a korban toida, a thanksgiving offering that they used to make in the Beis Hamikdash, is when we get out of a tzara. When we get out of an ordeal, out of a nisayon, out of a test, out of a challenge. Because when we fall into some type of tzara, some type of suffering, some type of test, chas v'sholem, God forbid. Azai. Remember that chas v'sholem, by the way, that God forbid. Azai. Ikar ha-tzara b'lev. The main pain, the main tzara, is in the heart. Ki halev yoideya umargish hatzara b'yoser, because the heart knows and feels the pain more than any other thing, any other part of the body. Notice the word yoideya, knows, das, knowledge. Kamoisha kasev, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, lev yoideya maras nafshay. The heart knows the bitterness of the soul. The heart knows. The heart knows. Ki halev mevin, because the heart understands. The heart has bina. Valkein, who margish atzara b'yoser, therefore it feels the tzara, it feels the pain, it feels the suffering even more. Vazai, b'shas atzara, miskansim kol hadamim va'olim al halev. And so what happens? The time of the tzara, the time of this ordeal, all the blood gathers and goes up to the heart. By the way, I spoke to a good doctor friend about this, and he said, it's taka true, that when we get into a dangerous situation of danger, so what happens is the blood rushes actually towards the vital organs in order to protect the person, right? Sometimes when your hands get shaky, when you're in such a situation, it's because the blood is leaving and rushing to, and how does it get to all the vital organs? It first has to go through the heart, right? So all the blood, taka, does really rush to your heart when you get into a tzara. Just like if there's a tzara, there's a what's a good word for tzara, Vered? Ordeal is a rabbi tatz word.
Right.
Ordeal, a trial. Right? When there's a tribulation in a certain place, chas v'shalom, again, God forbid. Azai miskansim kulam elachacham sheyesh sheyesha. So what happens? You have a town, and all of a sudden there's a threat to the town. Something's happening. Maybe there's a fire coming. I don't know. Whatever it is. So what does everybody do? Everybody comes out and runs over to the person in the city who's a chacham, who's a leader. What are we gonna do? Right? You have to. It works better if you think about old times. Now everybody would just get on their phones and sit in their rooms and. Right, but in the old days, people would go out and congregate, gather together by a place where they could all figure out what to do. And they would go to the chacham, the wise person in the city. Sheisham, that's there, lakabo mimenu eitza, to get eitza from him. Kamoikein, so too, just like this mashal, niskabsin kol hadamim va'olim el halev. The blood all comes and goes to the heart. Lavakesh Eitza Vatahbula Kanegatara to ask for, to receive advice and a plan to deal with this tribulation. Vazai him shaitfin al alev. They're like flooding the heart. Vaaz Halev Batsara Vadaika Gadal. And when that happens, the heart is in a place of tribulation and pressure. Doicha gadol. Because it's not enough that the heart already, we said, the heart knows. The heart already knows and feels the tzara more than anyone else. It's not enough that the heart has the tzara itself, is worried itself. Because already we know the heart feels it more. Now the blood is coming and flooding the heart. And it's pushing it, it's pressuring it even more. Valkein, kishyesh chas v'shalom tzara l'adam. When a person has, God forbid, again, a tzara, a tribulation, halev doifek b'defikus gedolos. The heart beats with strong heartbeats. Kihu mevakesh lenanea me'atzma ulashlicha me'la, because it wants to push the blood away from it, and send it away from himself, from the heart. Valkein, who doifik b'tefikos gedolos b'shas hatzarach hashom. Therefore, it beats with powerful heartbeats at the time of the tzara. God forbid. Again, chas v'shalom. Again. Okay, we have this situation where there's a tzara, there's a trial, there's a tribulation, something's going on, and what happens to a person? All the blood starts pumping and heading towards the heart. And you're stressed, and the heart is pressured, and the heart starts beating harder to get the blood flowing, to get it away, to get it out from that place, right? We've all been here. This literally happens to us, right? So what happens? V'achar kach, k'sheyotzin me'atzara. But then afterwards, when we get out from the tzara, Azai choizrin tahaluchos adamim leilich kaseder besoich shvil haguf. Then the blood goes back to tahaluchos adamim, the going forth of the blood, the traveling, the going, the halacha of the blood goes back kaseder, the way it was, the way it's supposed to be, within the pathways of the body. Right? Valkein. Hatoida shehi ba kashyotzi matzara. Therefore, the thankfulness that comes when we get out of the tzara, hi mechuna b'shem halacha. It is called halacha. Why? Because there's a pattern. We're not talking about the halacha that's Jewish law now. We have that. That's the first step. The second step of halacha is this pattern that happens. And that is that when we go through a challenge, a trial, a tribulation, a danger, and all of a sudden, the blood is not going the way it normally goes. And it's flooding our heart, and our heart's beating. And like, we're not thinking properly. Just think, imagine yourself in a situation. Things are not going the way they're supposed to go. My head is I got butterflies in my stomach. My head is spinning, right? My heart is beating. Things are not in my body going the normal way they're supposed to go. They're not going keseder in the normal order of things. I'm freaking out, right? So then, when I get out from that dangerous situation, and all of a sudden, the blood starts now flowing in its regular way. Everything starts flowing in its regular way. That's called, that flow of the blood is called tahaluchas hadamim, which is the word for halacha. The normal flow, the normal going, the normal way of living comes back. That is the time when I become thankful. Ugh. It's over. Things are back to normal. Thank God, we say, right? That thing, going back to the way things are, is an aspect of toida, of being thankful, is an aspect of halacha, of things flowing and moving, lalechet, tahalucha, going the way they're supposed to go, right? And this comes after etzara. So, I mean, we could go a lot longer, but I assume that we probably shouldn't. So let's just stop here. I want to end so we know where we're starting next time. I want to remind us that we're looking at this aspect of kindness, chesed, that has to do with the rabbi and student. And we're noticing that there's something weird over there in the way he's bringing it, that there seems to be something kind of negative. Lashon Shlili, you're holding back something, right? And that there seems to be that it's going two ways. That the chesed is going two ways. There's two aspects to the chesed, right? And now we're saying over here that there's a certain aspect of being thankful that comes with that whole paragraph, has a lot of chas v'shalom in it. Right? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom means God forbid. Right? You don't see this so often. It has, I think, four times, at least three, if I remember. Four times, it says Chas v'Shalom. And it's painting a picture that something is wrong. And coming out from that place is an aspect of halacha. And as we know, halacha is an aspect of chesed. So we have now, just remember, we have to figure out what's these two aspects that we're talking about. Two different ways of seeing things. Connected to this way of understanding halacha as coming out from a painful trial, tribulation, danger. Okay, we're leaving a cliffhanger. We're leaving this as a question. And we're going to understand this next week, that we're going to see that there is something that's going to come out from this that changes everything. Totally changes everything. So for now, let's end. And let's remember, it's the middle of Hanukkah. So Hanukkah Sameach, everybody. Afeilach and Hanukkah. And let's remember, the way that we understand these Torahs of Rabbi Nachman is when we live them. So don't wait until you throw your back out to thank Hashem. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. We should go home tonight and we should just think about everything I have to be thankful for and not take anything for granted. Thank you, my back feels good. Thank you, my legs are working. Thank you, Hashem, I'm healthy. Thank you for my friends, everybody. Thank you that we get to learn together. Thank you that we have families and we have food on our tables and we have latkes and we have sufganiyot and we have menorahs and we have, oh, there's so much to be thankful for. right? Let's live this aspect of being thankful. Let's maybe contemplate that when we experience difficult things in our lives that we've all been through, that I can look back and maybe see that Hashem was giving me something there, that difficulty gave me something, was a chesed. I can look back and be thankful even for that part. Why? Because I was a person who did not have gratitude. I was one of the arba tzrichin lahodos. I was someone who needs to become a person of gratitude, who needs to be thankful. So Hashem gave me a push, right? Let's contemplate our lives, where we can be more thankful, where we can have gratitude. Let's remember that the aspect of Olam Haba that we're talking about over here means to be living with a mindset of being connected to God all the time. That's what halach is. When I'm eating kosher food, I'm eating it. Why? Because Hashem is here with me. When I'm speaking in a nice way to people, it's because Hashem is here with me. Right? When I don't let myself get angry, it's because Hashem is right beside me. He's always with me. He's always with me. This is what it means to be a person of halacha. This is what it means to be a person of hoida, of gratitude. This is what it means to be a person of olam haba. We should all be zoichim ritz Hashem. Any questions or comments?
I have a couple, but they're off topic, so I'll wait.
They have to be on topic.
I'll wait till we're done.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone else? Sandra, nothing to say? What's going on? Sandra and Verit have nothing to say today? What? Okay, everybody's tired, I hear. Yeah. Okay, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, next week, we'll be back. It's not Hanukkah anymore next Thursday, is it?
No.
It's not, yeah. So next week, we'll be back upstairs, and nice and quiet, and hopefully the oil smell will have diminished from the house. Mm-hmm. And we'll get together. Thank you, everybody. Have a fantastic week. Afreilich and Hanukkah. All the best.